Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know my badass bitch, Master John Lord Bella Johnny Hotcakes me, motherfucker!
Yay! Me!
What?
Ow! I got hit.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
They didn't appreciate them, yay me.
They didn't. I think they're too inebriated. It's okay. So tonight we're having our Drunken Monday. That's what we're doing.
Drunk Monday. Okay.
Yes, this is our Drunk Monday podcast episode. So.
Well, to be fair, you bought us all margaritas.
I did. Okay. I did. And it's the Mexican in me that just made me want you to drink some tequila tonight. You know, I still didn't see you lick salt off of anybody's particular body tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, she's like the color of a lime tonight. Look at her titties, John. Look at her titties.
Look at them, baby. Look at them.
Baby powder, yummy.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay, me.
All right. All right. So tonight we have our fun friends. We have Mistress Freya. And we have her little bitch, Rob.
Rob.
The major brat. The big brat.
Yeah. I'm just going to say this.
The yay me brat.
Rob is the biggest brat I've ever met. It's
no.
Fucking amazing.
No, there's nothing amazing about him being a brat.
No, it's amazing the level of brat he is.
He's bratish on level like 101.
Because you love me, but you fucking hate me.
Well, see, the thing is,
I love you, but you get me in trouble.
You better not love him.
It's great.
Yeah, I don't
okay,
know.
That man friendship's gonna stop.
Elvis.
She said right. She's never met a male brat like him before.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And we'll discuss that.
Miss Dragline, you have not met my husband.
I have not.
No, he's a brat too.
Gosh.
He's a brat too. But it's okay. Because it's nothing that breath play and suffocating him and wrapping his balls up really, really tight can't solve.
Well, you're about there.
Horrendous.
You're about there tonight.
But we also have a lovely ginger.
We do. We have two gingers in the house.
Yourself?
You? And we got Mr. Spirebush. Yes, it was great.
Oh, that's funny.
So, you know, a year and a half ago, we interviewed you both, and you were coming into your relationship.
Actually, it's been 2 years.
Yeah, it's been two years,
no,
hasn't
it's
it?
Been a year and a half.
Oh, gosh.
Minus
brat has to make a call.
Minus a few months. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm off 6 months.
I don't even remember anniversaries. You
don't. I'm sure if you go back, you could remember.
It's only been one I missed.
Fair.
Can you
but you know, yes. You two had a really, really cool way that you met. Like, you saw each other in the bar, and you never really wanted to say anything to her. And, I mean, you saw this exotic goddess walk in. You know, and I think those are the times you really need to remember how well you connected back then, because you were scared, but you really wanted to see her, and you really wanted to know her.
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
So how did you feel that night?
It was exhilarating because it wasn't the first night, but it was just the bar setting that we're in is like, can I say a biker bar?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a biker country bar.
Yeah.
So it's not just bikers there. It's a little bit of everybody there, but mostly a lot of bikers come.
Yeah.
I don't bike. I used to, but it's not my thing.
Give a swim.
But she comes in there, and she's like in a tight leather. What would you call it?
A little crop vest.
Crop vest. Kind of corsety. It was tight. It was sexy. It was sexy as shit. This is the first time I've seen her in this. Like, I was just like, oh, she wore this for me. But she didn't, because she didn't know I was going to be there.
Wow.
So we started talking,
she
right?
Wore it for you. She just
it was
didn't
a
know,
fantasy.
Right?
So I said, hey, again, you know, like, for the sixth time. My name's Robert. It's nice to talk to you. And our friend is working, like our mutual friend's working behind the bar.
Yeah.
And she's just like introducing, like, Robert, go talk to Fred. So, and yada, yada, yada. So I do say hello, and then we do
after
have,
I said hello.
But we have a conversation for the first time in more than one sentence.
Yeah.
But then it ends up because I got, like, you know, I...
He was actually on a date that night.
I have no self-confidence, and I was on a date that night. But that's where... That's where... Anyway, so yes, but she's sexy as hell.
I was gonna say you're adorable. You know you have great skin, you have pretty eyes. You have
nice, oh my god, here you go.
I know, I'm just
she's
saying.
She's always talking about her skin.
My fat life she is wants excavate your
Oh my god.
Say hello.
Can somebody draw him down?
She really wants to your skin. She wants to peel it off of you. She wants you to keep it lotioned up. So when she
Hannibal Alexa.
Right. She wants me in a well. I promise you.
See, the point of it is I have somebody in a well already, and that's okay. But the reason why nobody knows. But the reason, edit that out. But anyway, the thing of it is with skin is I appreciate good skin because as we get older, once you hit 40, it's like you gotta take care of your skin.
Fuck, I'm getting there.
I know. So bitch, you better be taking care of that skin.
I love olive oil.
Right?
It's amazing.
Well, speaking of olive oil, you've got this beautiful olive skin goddess that you're with, that you get to have sex with anytime you want. When you're good, of course.
And I've used that. I'm bad. Okay, so I'll start. Okay. I am bad about having sex. I am the boy you call out in every podcast.
What does that mean?
You don't give Freya an orgasm?
I do give her orgasms, yes.
So why are you bad in bed?
Because I don't fuck her every night. Or every time she wants it.
Why?
Because I say I'm going through shit. I'm trying to find my testosterone. I'm trying to literally be in the mood when she wants it, or just be in the mood. Like, I'm just trying. I don't know what the block is, but it's hard. And she doesn't know. This might be new to her for me to say this, because she suffers.
You're in a safe space. Yeah.
She suffers. She suffers in our sex life. I know she does. And for me, it is hard because I'm trying to perform. I'm trying to, and it's a lot of times I'm tired or I'm exhausted, but I get my nap, you know, okay, the next day I'm good, whatever. I don't want to do it still. So I'm literally trying, and I think sometimes I am selfish at not having sex, but also I think there's a mental part of me where there's a block where I don't want to have sex.
That's powerful.
Because, honestly, there's a lot of self-confidence issues there as well. There truly is.
We really appreciate you sharing these. Yeah. I mean, it's really important.
No, and that's common. I've been there.
Yeah.
Our stress will take your sex drive down.
And I try. And I've been trying. I hate doctors, and I've recently been to the doctor, and I'm working on aspects of myself to try to come to terms with what's going on. And there's still so many more steps I need to take. But I feel guilty a lot, and it angers me, and it hurts me that I'm not giving her what I know she wants and what she needs. And that's hard.
That speaks volumes that you can talk about it.
I've never told her.
That really speaks volumes. That's touching. I mean, honestly, that you can open up to everyone about that.
It's very raw.
It is. It is very raw. It really is.
It's very humbling to hear that.
It is.
Because for a lot of women, we feel ourselves sometimes. We are the ones that are underperforming.
What
did we do wrong?
So
to hear your vulnerability and your truth, thank you for sharing that with us. Because that I think is a female. Yeah. It's not just us. It's also...
I don't think it's just you guys, and there's a lot of people out there probably...
feel the same.
I don't know what happened in their lives, but I know what happened in my life, and there's blocks.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You know, when you talk about self-confidence, you know, depression, you know, and when you're talking about anxiety, you're talking about being tired, you know, you're 33, you're young, you know, so you really should think about going to a doctor, think about going to a therapist, you know, get your man levels checked out.
Therapy's next, and testosterone's next, and anything I can explore is next. Like, I don't have the best health insurance, but I know where we can go, and there's questions to ask, and I'm in for the first, so from 18 years old, seeing the doctor to saying, I hate doctors, and I don't want to see doctors, to the point at 33 in my life, and I go, I think I might need a doctor.
Yeah.
It's a big step for me, and I am exploring my options now. But it's because of our relationship. Like, I want to ask questions.
To the betterment of your relationship.
Yeah, because I don't want to lose Freya. So.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
It's the worst.
Did you have something to say, Ms. Rackman?
I did. You know, I've heard a lot with my female friends, male friends, these last 6 to 8 months, about testosterone, about hormones. That maybe it's an age thing, I don't know, but levels are low. And I'm hearing this a lot from my male friends, that their levels are low and they're not being able to perform, and they are feeling very unmasculine.
Yeah.
Because it affects that.
You know, libido. You know what actually lowers testosterone is living with women, with living with all women. And you live with 3 women. Mm-hmm. It can actually lower your testosterone.
Yeah, so we're working on this diet. Working on.
I did just start
exercise,
a diet and fitness program, and that's been making me feel so much better already.
You look so much better.
Physical exercise is a big help for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's only been a couple weeks, but even I was sitting here going the other day, I was like, look at me, like. This is working. Like, I'm becoming somebody a little bit different already. And I don't see the change, but I feel the muscles, and I feel this, and I feel that. And I'm like, told her the other day, I was like, honey, look, I have a better posture. I'm standing up straight every day.
You can tell. I've noticed that.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he's like, doing a bunch of yoga exercises, and it helps.
Freaking yoga. I never wanted to do yoga in my entire life. Like,
I would like to share a book with you. I would like to give you a book,
I'll read it.
A yoga guru from Canada. And it's about the posture and the insight energy. About yoga,
the energy and the mental note that I've got just from these workouts, and it's not like you have to go to the gym to do this. This is stuff I'm doing with the little water jugs that you would put in the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have like one of those, but it's like a quarter of the way full of pennies and nickels and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of a 10-pound dumbbell, I'm just using this thing. And doing these yoga exercises, and when it's like, use a 10-pound dumbbell, I'm like, I don't know how much this weighs, but fuck it. All right? I'm sweating my ass off and dying, and I'm in there, and she's cooking dinner, and I'm like, fuck this exercise! But I'm like keeping up with the pace of, you know, what this fitness trainer is giving me.
That's awesome.
And then, like, you know, at the end of the week, I'm like, oh, shit, I feel so good. Right. Like,
exercising releases endorphins.
Yeah. And I do, like, the other night we had sex, and I was just like, I feel like I went harder longer, but I don't know if I did. I felt like I could perform a little bit better. And
so John, that's a really good question. As a male to a male,
You know, as women, we are powerful and strong, and we control, and we look to our men, and there's dynamics because we want the man to be a man, but at the same time, we are dominant in our essence.
Well, yeah. So you said a few things. Number one, physical exercise. You feel tired, you feel stressed. That physical exercise helped. But you also said you feel an anxiety about the performance. Like, there's, and that to me and to a lot of men is the biggest block. You're so worried about, am I going to be able to perform today, that you would just rather not even try. And that's a big thing. And, you know, and like you said, sometimes women feel like they're inadequate and they're not turning their men on, and that's not it at all. A lot of the times, I know for me personally, it's been, I'm so worried that I'm not going to be able to do this that it doesn't work.
Yeah. Create your own mental block.
Right.
There's so many times.
And it's nothing to do with the women. The women we're with are gorgeous and sexy and,
she's so
perfect. Yeah. And it's not their fault.
There's so many times.
You want to so badly and you just can't.
We have sex so many times where I don't.
Right.
I just, and I feel bad because we're going. And I go, and this is embarrassing and shit. But we'll be going. And she will come. And we'll just continue to go. Because it's my turn, right?
Sure.
But when it's the point where you just fall over and go, I can't.
So here's a question. It's like a mental
block. I'm done. I'm done. We're done. Like, that's how it goes. Like, we're going. And I fall over to the other side of the bed. And I say, I can't do it. We're done. Just let me breathe.
Well, he gets exhausted and
trying to come.
Yeah.
Trying to come.
So, but this goes back to a previous podcast, Mistress Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
One of your previous podcasts spoke about, do we need to make it, I came, you came.
Yeah.
I remember
this. And see, and I tell him half the time, it's just the act. It's very...
Just because I came doesn't mean you have to.
Right.
But sometimes it's so upsetting if I don't come.
And I don't expect him to.
Yeah.
That lingers. See,
must be a male thing.
It lingered. Well, I want to come. I'm trying to come.
Right, and you start, okay. You start feeling like, what's wrong with me?
I can't get myself to come on her. And that lingers, and it stays with you for
a few
days.
That's very much a male thing, then. So, like, a woman, if she has vaginismus, and that's another conversation. But if a woman doesn't know how to orgasm, or hasn't experienced orgasms...
Like Paige.
Oh, Paige. Paige, if you're listening, I'm going to say Paige, if you're listening, Master John, Mia, and I, and Paige, this is a message to you. We need to talk. I'm your new best friend. Because Paige, I have listened, and I'm like, so much I want to tell you.
Fuck that guy.
I wouldn't even do that.
Me neither.
Hey! I'll be like, there's your smarty pants out the fucking door. Just don't leave a mess. Just go. Paige, he ain't worth you. He's like, he's an empty packet of crisps.
Wow. So, crisps or potato chips for those who don't know. you know, it's interesting. You know, I've dealt with subs for many, many years. And all male subs, a lot of times they don't feel like they're deserving enough to have an orgasm. And so, do you have a chastity cage?
You get to this one, but I...
Right? He doesn't want to wear it.
I don't like it.
Is it uncomfortable, or you just don't want to wear it in general?
It's plastic and pink, and I don't like it.
So,
you want something metal.
A metal one? Okay. Well, that's fine. If I have something in the dungeon that's metal and you like it, try it. Take it home. You can try whatever you want. Because the thing of it is, it's like a mental thing that... It's about you. It's not about Freya.
I do masturbate.
Well, you know, and that's
because I feel like sometimes it's the only way I can go. I feel like sometimes, like we have good sex. We have great sex. Watching her get off on top of me, mesmerized. I love it. I enjoy it 100%. I don't know why I don't come sometimes.
Let me ask you this question, because I've had the same issue. So, for me, it was more about, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to come too fast. I want to make sure that she's...
I'll hold my shit.
Yeah. And then you hold it. And then you hold it too long, and then you can't. And then over time, it becomes, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be selfish.
Yep, to the point where, at the same time,
now I have to tell myself, I need to be a little bit selfish. I need to let this feel good, because they get upset too. If we don't have an orgasm, then they feel like there's something wrong with them. They weren't good enough.
No, dude, like literally, I'm there, and I can't. There's times where I get ahead. And I'm there, and I clench.
Yeah,
and
I've been there.
And this has been multiple. I've been there hundreds of times. This isn't just Freya. This is, I have been in. This ended relationships.
Yeah.
Where I was given head, and needed to come, but I clench. Like naturally, I clench. Like maybe I need a restraint, so I can't clench. But I feel like I could still clench under a restraint. But there's times where I get head. And I'm like, oh my god, that feels so good.
Yeah, right.
And
there,
I feel like I'm gonna go, right? And then all of a sudden, it just goes away.
Yep.
And I don't know if it's a mental block or if it's the clinch or it's this, but I try to prevent the clinch because, trust me, I know Freya wants to swallow my fucking face. I know she does. She's okay with it. She is okay with letting them kids go right down her throat. But I fucking can't do it.
But it's a mental thing.
But I want
worry
to.
About it.
I
so
want
okay,
so bad. But is it? Am I thinking about it that fucking hard?
Yes.
It's actually a mental thing because women go through the same thing because there's been many, many years where I would have sex with somebody.
It's not
enough
Prozac to help this. I promise you.
No, you have to stop worrying about.
I didn't need to interrupt you, Mr. Sreya.
I'm interested to hear this from a woman's perspective.
Yes,
I would like to hear this. It is very hard for me to come. And a lot of the times that I have to work it up so hard, and it has to be a mental thing. I have to sit there and think about it. I have to visualize stroking a dick or thinking of him rubbing the tip of his penis. I have to think about certain things. So I think orgasms, when it comes to a point, the sensations are so great. It feels so good. I don't always need to have an orgasm, but, and sometimes maybe in the past, not with him, but in the past, I faked orgasms just to make a guy feel better because I can't.
Well, I don't take orgasms with me because you get on top and you get yours because I say, fuck that dick.
Okay, am I talking?
Toy.
Am I talking?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to hang for you?
So.
You mean like a bitch.
I can't throw a bottle at you. I'd hit my dog. Sorry.
Yeah. Just shut the fuck up. So, but seriously, women have.
I want
Robert.
I'm sorry.
You're about to get fucking hurt. Okay, so women do have problems with orgasm. Yes. And it, a lot of the times it is a mental thing and we have to visualize, we have to do all these things in our mind. We even to the point to where we have to think of other men.
I believe that.
Or thinking about other women.
Scenarios.
And it's not about the guy not being able to pleasure us or feel us or...
It's filling
it, it's all mental. And I think that whether it's male or female, a lot of the issues and that fucking jism got all over me.
You were going to get hurt.
It's fucking out of here.
Good dad.
Nice, Mia. What is this?
So, so may I say,
don't
Mr. Shreya, I would like to I would like to have a conversation with you, and Mrs. Mia. I would like this conversation for our female listeners.
Yes,
absolutely. I think we just touched on something that a lot of us as women, female, so I struggle with vaginismus.
Yeah.
Until I was like 30, 31. So I couldn't orgasm. I didn't know how to orgasm. And I think you touched on something very profound there that we can explore further. I mean, we're talking about men and their
input. I think whether it's male or female, there it's a lot of it has to do with the connection with the mind, you know?
Yes.
It's mental. Because you can have the actions and you can have the physical thing going on. You can have the chemistry. You've got the pheromones going on. And I'm seriously going to fucking hurt you.
Sorry.
No, you know.
Okay. All right. So, anywho, when you masturbate...
Keeper is so distracting. He is just so asking for it.
I got scared.
He is a major fucking brat.
And at this point, all of us mistresses in the room are going, you're dead.
The lotion felt good, but it tasted like shit.
Yeah. Because well, you wouldn't swallow the whole fucking tube if you don't shut the fuck up.
I'm about to get the fucking tube and shove it in your mouth because you
when
won't
I
shut
When I masturbate,
up.
What?
How many times do you masturbate a week?
Oh, three to four.
Okay.
And you know what he tells me?
What?
He doesn't masturbate.
No, where's your truth?
I'm scared of it. I know we had this conversation.
No, you're being honest and upfront. He was now trying to be vulnerable.
I'm scared.
And I tell him what? I tell him it turns me on to find out about it. And then also at times I tell him, well, maybe you need to ask permission. But
why does it disgust you?
I don't know. It's just disgusting. I don't. Julie masturbating. I don't want to masturbate. I don't. I feel like sometimes it's the only way I can fucking relieve it.
Do you feel guilty that you can do it that way but not with her?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that's been like my whole fucking life. Like, so, like, my divorce was with somebody who would get off and just say, okay, take care of yourself. Yeah. We're done. I'm off. I'm off. Hurry up. We're done. What? It's like, hurry up. So, like, you're not going to get off after you hear hurry up. Nobody's going to get off after you hear hurry up. But I got off. You hurry up. Let's get this over with.
I was in that
for six fucking years. And then after that, I mean, goddamn, it's been since 2013. Since I met Freya. But after that, every relationship I've been in, not to say there was a 4-year gap where I didn't date after that divorce at all. Did not date for 4 years. I wasn't doing it again. She ruined me. So I just was trying to work on myself, but never achieved it. Never. I achieved the bottom of the bottle for 4 years. And then I started meeting. But in meeting those people, my habits were just not good. So we didn't ever really get anywhere. You know, it'd be like 1 month relationships.
So do you think you can refrain from actually masturbating for a few days?
I don't know.
And actually try to...
I'm not addicted to masturbating. You know? I just find, like... What I masturbate to has nothing to even do with the two of us.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. That's normal.
Something completely different than even our fantasy.
That's normal.
It's nothing.
Yeah, it's okay. But my question is, so if you're having intercourse, you know, and you get Freya off, rather than to get frustrated, can you just finish off by masturbating?
I don't know. I've never tried it. Ever.
Why don't you? You know, I mean, would you have to watch porn in order to masturbate?
No.
See? So why not just try that?
I could try.
You know, and just remember, if you don't have an orgasm, it's not the end of the world.
No, yeah, and I'm a high believer of that. Like, there's a lot of times I don't orgasm and it doesn't affect me. I just go along with my business. Like, I'll go in my man shed and do some stupid shit in there.
Could you have Freya, Mistress Freya, watch you while you masturbate?
I don't know, because I get self...
There's a lot of things that I know about his past that him and I work with. Yeah. Like, how in his past relationship, how she would roll over and just and be done with her, done with him, and he would never get to be pleased. So
she tries,
and I really tries. Work with him to try to let him know that that's not how a relationship is,
and
that just because you don't come doesn't mean I wasn't satisfied. And our biggest thing right now that I have been trying to work with him is about the masturbation, about letting me know that he's masturbating, letting him know that it's okay. And I'll tell him, hey, you know, he hasn't been honest, and I know he hasn't been.
She's like, the dog ate toilet paper out of the trash can.
I am so sorry.
But when there's
something yummy on there.
No, that's stupid.
And I'm going,
the dog was not six so now,
times. I must have ate a tampon because I didn't have nothing yummy.
And I don't do tampons, so. But, you know, because the dog's not going to eat snot.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he
this is like, you've been, Rob, you've
seriously,
been
just 1,001 times.
And so now he gets sneaky about it and just flushes it in the toilet. But see, I understand, and I get it. I understand where he's at.
Yeah.
I know how he feels. I get it.
Yeah.
And so I try to work with him. Hey, masturbate. Send me a picture. Send me a video. I want to see that.
Yeah.
One time he actually felt brave, and he masturbated and wiped it on a shirt and left it laid out so that I could find it.
That's lovely.
And I punished him. And then it was a playful punish.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He got what he wanted. He was being a brat, and he giggled and everything else like that. It was fun. So I try to make those kinds of things fun because I know what
But I get embarrassed.
I know what she did to him, you know, and it's really sad that he has to go through that because he should not be embarrassed to masturbate. In fact, I wish that he would give me videos of him masturbating.
Yeah, I think
so that it would turn, because it turns me on. It turns me on to think of him playing with himself.
I think it.
And I'll tell him.
And I feel bad.
I'll tell him that I masturbate.
Send me pictures of her pussy underneath her desk at work in a
but
place that it should
up.
Not be at all.
I have to
no pussy pictures in this building.
But my
at all, and I get it, and I'm going.
But you're growing, aren't you? You're learning.
I'm about to start weed eating this yard. Hi.
But you could, hit Rob, you could weed your own garden and send a picture of growth.
Exactly. Water your own garden. Don't water everybody else's garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Garden. Water your own
come
garden.
Back to self and share something most beautiful.
So
but stop
this
being
is my world.
So, but your world
but
is the woman with you.
It takes time. It takes time, and it takes
trust.
And it takes him knowing that I am his safe place.
Yeah.
And he's learning, he's growing. And
yeah, you're
just
my safe place. I'm gonna beat your ass.
It just takes time. But he loves his ass beat. He loves when I bend him over,
place.
Too.
Where's my spoon?
Exactly. No, the
you spoon, talking shit? Where's my spoon?
The spoon is only for punishment when you haven't done shit like the dishes.
And you won that punishment.
I do.
You're doing
he
that
does.
Deliberately for the bratish consequences of being a brat.
Are you?
That's what I can. That's what I can safely say. Half the shit I do is not for sex.
Well, you know, you
it's
just
for negative attention.
You just met him tonight, and how many times did you see?
Oh, I could have spanked his friggin' red ass, ginger head.
You're beautiful as hell. And
well, thank you
so
very much,
you.
But
so
I would say I would beat your ass.
I would rather have
to Avicii.
Yes.
Wake me up till it's all over.
The flogger
you
to Avicii.
Would. I'm like, you are such a fucking pussy brat. Don't fucking coyote me.
Yeah.
So, but we're working on it.
Yeah.
Look at me. I am literally sitting here saying, this beautiful
you're
woman,
vulnerable.
This beautiful woman, and this beautiful woman, and Mistress Mia, you.
So we're
all
not
of
mistresses.
You, all of you. No, All of you are mistresses. All of you are the boss. All of you, when you say, I listen, because I'm scared of all of you. I am scared of you. And you know what? I will admit, sometimes I'm not so scared of Mrs. Freya, and I should.
So she needs
to whoop my fucking ass.
Because you're in
instead of
progress.
Instead of having the fantasy of actual sex with all four of you.
We don't want sex with you.
I don't want sex with all four of you.
We don't want sex.
The ass whooping from all four of you is way better than sex.
Just the psychology of what you have just said. Is so far from where we are as mistresses and as women.
Exactly.
You are the worst chihuahua brat. You are the one that has been left in the pound.
I say, out of all four of you, my fantasy is just getting spanked.
No, but I was still, I would leave you in the chihuahua pound. Thing.
Even with Freya, it's not as. I don't go home every night and go and say,
I wish I could be a
how, how good am I going to be with this pussy? I don't say that. I go,
maybe you should.
But to me, it's is she going to beat my ass tonight? And what did I do to do it? Like,
maybe you need to turn that around and say,
I do need to turn it around.
Okay. You do.
Because when
let me interject for just a moment.
Yes, get deep.
Let me interject. Okay.
I feel like you know what I'm trying.
Yeah, because here's our deal. You know, our listeners don't know you. They don't know about your experience other than what they've heard on the podcast. But I've heard a lot. I've heard a lot about both of you over the last 2 years, about everything.
Yes.
So what I think is here's just the concept with all of this. So, Rob, do you know why you want negative attention?
No.
That was profound.
But this has been a problem since I was in first grade.
Okay, yes.
I know that.
Yes, you know that. So typically ADHD, when somebody wants negative attention, that correlates back to their childhood, right?
I don't know.
Yes. It does.
Okay.
It does. So it goes back to you were raised by your father. Your father was very controlling, wasn't he?
My father was scary.
Yeah, he was scary. So you know what happens? You were starving for his attention. And you're doing the same thing in your relationship now. You're starving for all the attention from Freya. You like the fact that she's older than you because she's like the maternal figure you've actually gotten.
That's why I found her.
Yeah. That you've never gotten the maternal figure. You see what a mother she was. So that was another reason why you valued her as a person.
Color mom
sometimes. There you go. So the simple fact of it is, a lot of times you separate sex with the brattiness because you want her attention. You want her to treat you like the little boy that's inside of you that never got love.
Yeah.
No. Oh, I want to cry.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
100%. So it's not the sex.
It's not like a cheerful thing.
No, and that's okay. That's okay, because you know what? You need to nurture that inner little boy inside of you. You need to know how you're loved. And, you know, Freya, I know how much she loves you. Because I've said to her before, you know, I know you go through a lot. Do you really want to deal with this? You know, it's a lot for somebody. But
I wouldn't deal with it.
I know. You know why? Because you don't love yourself.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. But, you know, we're your friends. We love you. I know Freya loves you, and that's exactly why, you know, getting on some antidepressants.
Better ones than what I'm on?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And getting some therapy.
Yeah. I'm working on that. I was supposed to hear back from some people, and I guess I got fucked. So.
And I think that
my health insurance, they're just like, nah, fuck them.
I'll find you a therapist where you're at. I'll find you one. But, you know, the point of it is, I think that you're not nurturing little Rob inside of you as a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, that connection, until that heals, sex doesn't matter to you. What matters to you is someone who's going to nurture you and care for you.
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
It's
otherwise, sex is just a distraction.
Exactly.
It is a distraction.
Then it hinders and creates problems.
I don't know. Should I say one more honest?
Yeah. Say it.
Like down to earth.
Yeah, say it.
Like, I love you to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I found you, it's because I kill me. For a second. Alright. When I found you, I knew things would be good because I wouldn't have to take care of just myself anymore. Somebody else would be looking out for me while I figured some shit out. And I know I didn't have anywhere to figure my shit out. It's literally in my car at the time I met you. So when I met you, I did need money.
But the thing is, though, is when we met a long time ago. And the way the universe worked itself, it was like I was at a point where I said I didn't want anything to do with anybody. I was done with men. I was finished with all that. And then when I walked up to you, even though we had met several years, several times, and we've heard it on, if you listened to the last podcast with us, when I looked at you, it was like the veil was lifted. It was like it was that time for you and I. So because...
Which was scary.
Which
I wasn't ready for it.
Right. You weren't ready for it.
I enjoyed my camper and my alcohol.
You weren't ready for it. I wasn't ready for it. But the universe said we needed each other.
Yeah.
I needed you. You needed me. And that is where we're at. And that's why I haven't ever given up on you, because I know what you want. I know, and
look at
I
him,
see.
Freya. Look at him.
I know what you want, and
look at her,
I
Rob.
See what you need.
Yeah.
We both have needs, and we both need to fulfill each other's needs. And I'm not giving up on you. I'm a fighter. I fight for what I believe in, and until I don't believe in you, I won't give up.
I believe that. I've witnessed it. I've been drunk, yelling at her, and causing a ruckus, and being a douchebag, and she goes, shut the fuck up, because you don't know what you're saying. I love you. And...
Yeah, I've called even in.
I fucking love you.
I've called in to work before. Okay. That's but you know what?
Right?
You just don't give up on what you believe in. And if you feel, you know, if there's...
My shit's not that serious, but sometimes I just get in that predicament and I just fucking hate everything. And then she brings me back to reality where it's like, hey, don't be a dick. Just, I'm right here. You don't have to be this way with me. And that means a lot to me. It really does, because... Sometimes I feel so alone that I just want to be a dick to everybody.
It's just our journey and we're working through it.
You That's really helped me out with that. Sure.
Well, I love you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? That's great.
And on that note.
I mean, I'm just going to say I'm speechless, emotional, listening to... Your story.
It's been a fight. It's a fight because we believe in each other.
I've met you for the first time today, and individually, you're beautiful, powerful people. Together, wow. Together, you have something, and it's powerful. And I listening to your story. There's so much about the both of you that there is a connection. And you can make that, you're making that chemistry work, you're making the dynamic work, you're making it more than. And that, I think that's where BDSM, the lifestyle we live in, opens up those boundaries.
It does, but at a point too, it's not the answer.
The be all and end all.
Yeah, it's not the answer.
It's not the
I mean, all. And even if so, and even if he cannot figure it out, there's only so much so I can do. And if I can't figure it out, there's only so much you can do.
A page?
But the thing is you just believe and you keep on working towards. But that's how it is. It's definitely not the
fantasy in our life. It's actually what
a reality.
It keeps our dynamic in
alive.
It's the reality of our life.
Your energy.
It's not easy. We're living a fantasy. We're fighting for each other. And
if we didn't have BDSM, our fight would be lost. It really would.
Really? You think so?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's a little bit.
Why'd
like,
you say that?
Fuck.
It is like fuck. But if you think about it.
You might want to rethink those words. Because it's our dynamic. I think you just put yourself in the cage.
No, it's the truth.
Yeah, what I think is okay. you need the complexity of that. You need the complexity of
actually,
that dynamic.
You do, exactly.
I think you do.
I'm not going to say it saved our relationship because our relationship was based off of it from the get-go.
Yeah.
From the moment we met each other, we already knew. Because from the moment we met each other, I was very honest with Freya. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I'm a sub. I need this, and that.
And I said, I need this, and that.
And she said, wow, you're just going to come out with this right now? Like, just point. And this is the first day of messaging.
I enjoyed that.
And I was just saved. I need this, and that. I'm a sub. This is how the relationship has to go. Because I know what I need. And this is what keeps our relationship together. Like, it is something that
we just gotta work on the honesty and the truth.
Yeah.
Trust.
Yeah.
Being in a relationship without it's very important. Like, it helps our dynamic.
And that's to everybody listening.
Yeah, we have
to
work with the trust and the honesty to develop and make it stronger and keep it going forward. And I think we can do it as long as we everybody makes the effort towards it.
Yeah.
But yes.
Everybody listening, you know, that's the forefront of any strong relationship. You've got to, and Mr. Smith, the first podcast I listened with you that I resonated with was always about communication. Be truthful, be honest, and when you're getting to a relationship with somebody, BDSM or not. And it resonated with me that I listened and learned.
The best
version of ourselves is truth.
Very true.
And if I can't be truthful with myself and to the listeners out there, if you can't be truthful to yourself, how can you be truthful to a partner to give you your desires, your wishes, your wants? And as our dear friends
help each other work
help
through
each
things.
Other as our dear friends here next look, they're working through so much, so many different dynamics, so many different independent journeys put together journeys, but they're growing. So instead of growing apart, they're growing together.
Very true.
And that's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing. I've met you for the first time today. I've heard a lot about you. But for our listeners out there, I've never met you.
No.
Your dynamics are, you gel, you're great, you're there. And I, listening to be so humble and honest and vulnerable is so precious because that's, you're taking a risk. And listeners out there don't know you. I'm sitting with you in a room.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
All right.
Nobody's
you know,
judging you though.
No.
I know. I know that.
But I'm sitting in a room seeing your personality. They're hearing your personality.
Yeah.
I'm seeing
there's
your personality.
There's somebody out there that feels the same
connect
way.
Somebody
that's
can
what
connect.
I'm saying.
Somebody
so connect. Many people are out there going, oh my God, that's me. I'm hearing me. I'm hearing this. This
and what
is-
do you tell them? Like,
listen,
I don't know what to tell that person.
You don't need to. You told them. It's okay.
I told them.
You've said it's okay. Your message is it's okay. You're not alone. And that was what I heard this evening.
Just keep
from
moving
both
forward
of
and keep working
yes.
towards to better yourself.
Yeah.
To make yourself better.
Grow. You're never going to be the best version of yourself because you're going to keep evolving. Be be tie your shoelace today. Tomorrow, put a bow in it.
I like that. That's kind of cute.
And it's cute. She's fucking adorable, right? Yeah.
Okay. I have a way. But I would like to say, being here this evening in the presence of Rob and Mistress Freya has been very humbling. You taught me, and I've listened to Rob, that has allowed me in my own personal relationship to understand more. From a male perspective, from a vulnerability man's view, because otherwise I'm so selfish. Women, we become, and especially when you're dumb or you're that, you know, you're like, oh. So I appreciate and value your openness, vulnerability.
It feels relieving to understand that.
I'm sure it feels relieving to also actually say the truth.
The truth is really...
And it's hard. Because you always
reach for it. I don't want to say the truth because it's just me and you. It's just me and me sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
Stop lying to yourself. Open.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop lying to myself.
Exactly. I heard that in you tonight. I heard that.
You saw that in my soul tonight. I mean,
and that's for another podcast.
The depression can isolate you too. So when you're depressed, you're.
I have been mentally depressed for years and trying to deal with that. But like I said, like a doctor for me is a big deal, and I just ventured out into that, and it's relieving, but at the same time, I'm still so scared of doctors.
So, Rob, do you think that any one person on Earth is perfect?
No.
Absolutely not. And you know why? Because we all have a chemical imbalance of some sort.
Yeah.
Whether I believe that. Seriously. Whether it's in our brain or our blood, we have a chemical imbalance at some point in our life. So, it's okay, and that's why we take medication for it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why we get flogged.
That's my
medication. You know?
Like, where's the natural shit in the fucking whip?
It's the cat of nine tails.
We're going to make those.
We're going to make the whips.
Exactly. So, little dragon girl, we just want to pinch your cheeks.
I know. I'm in. And when you talk about doctors, if you were there, sorry, let me pull my latex down.
Oh, sexy!
Oh my!
Oh wait. Listen, everybody. Here, listen.
Yeah, and you listen to the other podcast.
Here we go.
Ow. Anyway, that's for another podcast, okay. So come back.
John, how do we post that?
Let all your mental fantasies become reality.
No.
Go for it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing.
We didn't come.
When I...
I know I didn't come. We didn't come.
So until next time, make all of your true love fantasies become realities.